In today's Modern Ag Report, although still a niche product and market, bison meat is a growing protein. The industry for buffalo is doing well, and experts say it's a viable option around the country and especially in California. Many ranchers have thought about a possible change to bison, but that decision can be overwhelming.
We have a lot of resources and support, mentorships, whatever you want to call it, to get folks involved and give them a hand. It's kind of a scary venture for a lot of folks, especially if they've never dealt with livestock before. And it's a wild animal, so that adds a little bit of a different twist to it. But there's plenty of help out there available if folks are wanting to take that on.
Dick Gehring with Black Kettle Buffalo represents the National Bison Association and says the industry needs more producers as demand is picked up. Gehring hears one question a lot. Is raising buffalo anything like raising cattle?
Yeah, when people ask me that question, the answer is it's exactly the same and then it's exactly opposite all at the same time. The few subtle differences that you have to implement in your practices are very easy to do. It's essentially the same thing. It's a ruminant animal that eats very similar to cattle. And so all of those animal husbandry and regular type activities mimic the same thing. So it's pretty easy to track with that. You just need to learn what those subtle differences are, implement those practices, and it becomes very simple. One of the best advantages we have is this animal evolved here. It's not a European animal. It's a Native American animal, and it evolved here with the grasses, and the grasses evolved with it.
Gehring added that the physical changes needed to convert a current cattle ranch to handle bison is not much of a process.
Cattle fences are probably mostly adequate. You may need to add one wire on top for a little more height. The only place you need something more substantial is in a working facility and a sorting facility. And again, learning the animal characteristics and learning how to handle them, having a flow for the animal to want to take makes it really simple.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.